Hey, yo, what's good, y'all? This is Master Ace, Brooklyn, New York. EMC is the crew. You tuned into the Backyard Mecca Show. Real hip hop over here. You know how we do.
Ladies and gentlemen,
it's the Backyard Mecca Show.
Backyard Mecca Show. Mecca Show.
We speak that real.
Peace, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Backyard Mecca Show, backyardmeccashow.com. I got my special host in the building today. X was a little under the weather today, so Baby boy came in today. Ricky, what's up, Poppy?
What's up, Dad?
How's everything?
Good.
How's your day, man?
Good.
You excited to be on the show today?
Yeah,
you sure?
I don't know yet.
Yeah. Oh, we had a long day too, man. Father's Day and all that, man.
Oh, yeah.
As a matter of fact, man, happy Father's Day to everybody out there.
Yes.
You guys are going to hear this on Wednesday. It's Sunday right now, so it's still Father's Day. But I'm happy belated to everybody listening, tuning in.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I worked a little bit, man. Now we're here at the show, about to have a good time. We got a special guest in the building. But yeah, Ricky, man, school's over, huh?
Mm-hmm.
So now you're going to be on the show a little more. You know that, right?
Yeah.
Represent for the people and our interweblians a little bit more. So, all right, cool, man. Well, let's get into to our guest, man. Without further ado, man. I want to introduce my brother, man, one of the illest MCs out of Connecticut.
Appreciate
my
it.
Brother, Manuel. Manny, what up, man?
Peace.
Welcome to the show, man. Thank you for coming up, man.
It's a pleasure.
Yeah, man.
I'm half asleep right now, but, you know.
Nah, I know. Long day, man. I know you know.
Long day, man.
Father's Day, the baby, so.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Well, how was your Father's Day, man?
It was great, man. I got a chance to chill with my pops for a bit. Had some good dinner.
Okay.
And, you know, chilled, talked, laughed, joked.
Dope.
Spoke about hard times, good times. Future times, you know.
Reminiscing.
Yeah.
Always good,
man. It was
a
beautiful thing, man. He had a good time. I had a good time. You know, he a lightweight, so a couple whiskey sours, and he really going.
Good to go.
You know what I mean? So.
That's all right, man. Oh, family is what counts, man.
Yes,
you know what
sir.
I'm saying? That's what we do this for, man. So, but yo, man, I just want to, you know, you were one of the first MCs that I thought of that I wanted to have when I started the show. You know, the show's brand new. You know what I'm saying? About... This is episode number 14. We're about 2 months in, 2.5 months in, give or take. So,
yeah.
You're actually the second MC besides Marv. You know Marv.
Yeah,
Marv was
yeah,
up
that's
here.
People's. Actually, what up, Marv?
I had a piece to Marv, man. Actually, I had Quest up here too, but Quest was here more on, you know, the Rising Sun Quest.
Yeah,
out of Waterbury.
I know.
He was
peace
up here.
Quest.
he was peace to Quest, man. He was up here though, but we was on some health topic shit. So
yeah,
he really. I kind of forced him to freestyle a little bit.
Yeah,
I squeezed that out of him. But.
I seen him on. He was doing that. What's that? That chat like. I don't know what you call it, like a challenge or
oh yeah,
like
yeah.
That.
He
like,
does he does that Spartan stuff.
Yeah, that's
and
dope.
The,
that's dope, man.
I forget what it is.
I would like to try that.
Yeah.
I would love to try that.
Obstacle course.
Yeah, that looks like fun, but it looks like a lot of hard work too.
Yeah, nah,
yeah,
yo.
So
he,
shout
he,
to him for that. That's a lot of my sister did it. She loves like she her and her man Kentron, shout to him. Yeah, man, they went through it and then they went to the next one and they said that one was
yeah, it's no joke, man.
Yeah,
it gets crazier
yeah,
and
gets crazier,
crazier and crazier.
Yeah.
But yeah, man, so shout out to Quest, man. And so he really didn't count as an MC because, you know, he didn't wanna, you know, portray that for that day, you know what I mean? He wanted
so
to do his health shit.
Freestyle
yeah, we still got him to do, you know, a little dope thing, you know, real quick. You
man.
Know, he stopped rhyming a little bit, man. You know, he kind of, I guess, he lost a little bit of love for it, you know what I mean?
It happens.
But, you know, it don't really leave you. He knows it's there. It's just, you know.
Yeah, that runs in the blood,
yeah.
man.
He's also yep. one of my favorites, too, man. But shout out to Quest, man. But yeah, so you're definitely the second MC. We're going to have you up here, man. And, you know, talk a little bit about your music and, you know, have you do your thing, man. But
yeah, man, it's a pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Yes, brother, man. Let's get into the music, bro. What's going on right now, man? Any new projects? Any new shows? What's
man,
the deal with Manuel?
I'm raising my baby girl, man. That's like, that's my main thing. And then everything else is secondary to that, honestly. Running my business. Hip-hop is still alive and well in my heart. And
absolutely.
And, you know, I love it. Love it to death still, and I still put my heart and soul into it. But I guess you could say I'm not like chasing it as much as I used to.
Okay.
And it's not for the lack of love. It's for the, you know, I'm getting older and I got a lot more responsibilities. And, you know, it's not easy to raise a kid and run a business. And you know what I mean? Sometimes it's easier to punch a clock.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely, man.
I bring her to work with me and, you know, fortunately, she's like the best baby in the world. And if she allows me to do that, you know what I mean? Because you can't do that with every baby.
Yeah, I respect that.
She's been
that,
with me since a little baby. Yeah. I mean, now she's running around wreaking havoc. You know what I mean? She's touching everything. She's trying to put on the computer like she know what she's doing.
Yeah, I see all the videos that you put up, man. Ever since she was a baby,
she's
man.
A trip,
like,
yeah, she's
like,
a trip.
That's dope to me, man. To see that, and then you still rhyming and stuff.
It's
and,
official,
and,
man.
And yo, just you know, I was up there what like maybe last month, was it? And I walked in and I saw the little baby area you got.
She runs it.
Yo, that's dope.
That's
her spot. Yeah, yeah. As a matter of fact, you mentioned the business, but let the people know like what else you got.
Oh,
going
Ill Ink Graphic and Printing. What we going on 7 years this year?
Dope.
This August. 7 years, man. And you know, a lot of people probably didn't think I'd last 7 weeks, 7 months.
Yeah.
Let alone that's 7 years. You know what I mean? Downtown. Ex-felon, still very hip-hop influenced, and you know, and I'm myself. I don't act like nobody else. I run that business. Everybody loves me for the most part, from what I could see, and you know what I mean. I fit right in.
Yo, that's dope, and that's a nice area, man. That's like prime real estate.
I'm right downtown. The only thing is the parking is a little crazy because whatever. But I got the post office right across the street.
Yeah, that's
and then
a
I
nice
got the parking
area.
Right up the street, but you got to pay for that.
Nah, that's dope, man. Congratulations on that, man.
Thank you, man.
Because I know you had it. You know what I'm saying? I haven't been up to you know that way in a minute. So when I did see, I was like, oh shit. I'm like,
yeah. Yeah, man. Thanks for coming through too. You surprised me. I was like, look,
yeah. I was in the area, so I was like, oh shit, that's the spot. Yeah. I gotta come show love, man. So.
Man, honestly, if it wasn't for Father's Day, and all praises due, because if it wasn't for him, I wouldn't have that. And Lord knows what I'd be doing. You know what I mean? Lord knows if I'd have a baby, because I wouldn't feel the stability that I did feel. You know what I mean? Like,
absolutely.
Everything plays a role, and I think it's just been working out the way it's supposed to, man. I'm happy. I'm just hoping it keeps on going good.
Dope, man. I'm glad you're in a good place, man. And you know, you're just making it work, man.
Yeah, definitely.
So talk to us about any projects you got coming up, man. Like, what's up with the music?
Yeah, man. The music is still, you know, my love, and that's what I always turn to. That's my therapy and everything. You know what I mean? So I always go back to that. And if you follow me on Instagram, you'll see me doing my Insta Ills, and it used to be called Insta Man Volume 1, because funny story is I was like Insta Man is cool, like, but I wasn't like knowledgeable of hashtag. I just figured I'd create a hashtag. So my man O was like, yo, but you ever click on the Insta Man joint? And I'm like, nah, why, what's up? And he's like, yo, click on it. I went, it's a bunch of dudes, you know, shirts and this, that, and the third. I was like, I can't be pounding this right here. This is crazy. So then I was thinking of different things. I did the whole Insta Man Volume 1, and because I figured I had a whole plan out for a project of 1 minute songs, and each has a video that goes into the next.
Okay.
And at the end of it, it'd be a complete project, but I would release it like I release the Insta-ills. It'd be, you know, here everything would make sense on its own, but when it came together, it would be like, oh, whoa, okay, this is a whole project that goes together.
Cool.
You know what I mean? But lack of timing and resources, and you know what I mean. The plans is and ideas, that's nothing. That we do that riding up here. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
That's not a big deal. It's putting it into action. Is the hard part.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, and having the manpower that you need to do, because you can't do everything yourself.
Yeah, man.
You know what I mean? Even
absolutely.
As much as hard as you try, you can't do it yourself, man.
You know,
and hard people is even harder to come by.
Yeah, yeah. That's one of the reasons, man. You know, I've had many business ideas that I wanted to do, and people are all for it until it's time to work. You know what I'm saying? So,
man, I'm around so many talented individuals, and we talk about things, and like literally possibly $1 billion ideas.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, but it's it's the action. It's it's putting the wheels in motion and really going for it.
And you know what? It's not even that hard. It's like you said, there's nothing to it but to do it, as long as you just, you know, do what you say you're going to do, man.
It could be hard. Some people's luck ain't as good as others, and you know, some people got to work a little harder.
But I mean, to like start, to just, you know, get the foot in motion. You just got to do it.
Because if you don't,
you got to do it.
If you don't, then
from there, yeah, you know, you might run into some obstacle courses.
Same thing.
You deal with it as you go, man.
Yeah. Dope. Exactly.
But real quick, man, before we go too far, since you was talking about the Insta joints, let them know where they can find you and they can listen to those and all that, man.
Man, you will, man. Manuill, as in man, you ill. You know what I'm saying? You got manuel.com. You could Google me, you know. I'm pretty easy to find if you're looking for me, you know.
Dope, man. And you mentioned the name, man. Let's talk about that real quick. Where did it come from, man?
The Manuel? Mm-hmm. Oh, that came from prison. being in the cell one late night talking with my cellie, Scott. I don't even know where he's at. Hopefully all is well with him. And we was just going over names, and I was, you know, telling them names I had, stupid names, MC Loco and dumb shit. You know what I mean? And he freaked it. He was like, "Yo, what's your middle name?" And I was like, "Manuel." I know. I said Manuel. I said Manuel, and he was like, "Oh shit, I got it!" Like instant.
Wow.
He was like, "Manuel," and I was like, "Oh shit." He was like, "You might think it's corny, but I think it's, nah." I was like, "Nah, that shit is fire. That's me."
Yeah. That's dope,
that
man.
That been me since.
Yo, that's a dope story, man. For your followers that are gonna hear this, you know, they might not know that. You know,
I've said it before, probably in other interviews, but you know, I said it probably a little differently in each interview.
Yeah,
I try.
Nah, that's dope, man. That's dope. Dope little story behind it.
Yeah, man. There's a lot of stories, man. There ain't no lack of them.
So, back to the projects, man. Back to the music, man. What you got coming out, man? What's up?
For Our People. That's a mini, real short, sweet EP. It was inspired by First because he came out with a collaborative effort for Hurricane Maria.
Okay.
And he got a bunch of dope producers together, and they ended up putting, I don't know, maybe like 23 tracks, something like that, beats. And they were selling it for $50, and all proceeds would go to, you know, donation towards the island.
Okay.
So I picked four beats, and I was like, I'm gonna just do a quick EP, put it out for our people for free, and you know, just something to put out there. I got a lot of other things in mind, and I'm taking my time with everything, man. I'm getting older, I'm getting better lyrically and everything like that, but you know, at the end of the day, I'm getting older, and I love this shit to the death, and if it's gonna happen, it's gonna happen. If it's not, it's not. I don't do it for that anymore. I do it because I love it.
Yeah.
You know, because
that's the best thing to do.
I don't see nothing other than that. Like, I don't do nothing better than that. You know what I mean? Except being a dad, of course.
Dope.
Love you, Melody.
Go ahead, Bobby. You got a question?
What are the MCs that you looked up to while you were starting to rap stuff?
All the classics, man.
Good question.
Nas, which just put out something dope that I haven't got a chance to really vibe and take it all in yet. Hove, you know, the usuals that you hear. Pop, Pun, Mobb Deeps, you know, the Boot Camp Clicks.
Did you have an absolute favorite though? Absolute favorite, like group or individual?
Wu-Tang was my favorite.
Okay.
Method Man was my favorite, probably 92 to 96 or something like that, and then maybe Pac was my favorite after that. Okay. But I've always been well rounded with it. Like, I would listen to everything. Domino from way back, West Coast. You know what I mean?
Pie.
I liked that smooth stuff.
Yeah.
I liked it Snoop. You know, like I think I took a piece, the good things of everything that I liked, and I just made me. You know,
dope, man. So, when did you start really getting into the rhyming though? Like how old were you? What grade were you in? And what sparked that? Like, what did it for you, man?
I'd probably say junior high. It was like when I really started rhyming and spitting for people and started getting like noticing that, damn, people like when I do this. Mm. You know what I mean?
Okay.
And you know, it went from the bedroom to to the lunchroom, basically. And then from there to the block. And then it didn't really leave the street for a long time because I was still stuck in the street. Like, I didn't see much more than the street. Mm. But I started recording with Dirty Dutch. And Firstborn was there. And First learned from Dutch. And then First started recording his own stuff. And he called me up. And he was like, yo, I'm making beats. And I was like, oh, all right, let me hear Bananas. And we've been rocking ever since, man.
It's dope, man.
What made you start rapping? Like,
I guess love for music, period. Like, just listening to music, any type of music, and me feeling it within me, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. That whatever it was, whether it was reggae or salsa or even a rock song that's on the radio, you know what I mean? I got a chance to listen to different things and appreciate the messages behind music and, you know, the feeling that is trapped in the music.
Yeah.
You know?
The poetry. Like,
yeah. That's dope, you know, man. And, you know, especially people that really spoke about real things that maybe I could see, or maybe I experienced, or maybe I had a family member or a friend. You know what I mean? Relatable stuff. And then it was like, damn, I think I could do this, because I'd rap to their stuff. You know, hip hop was like the thing that stood out to me, so that's the thing I went with. Mm. No matter, you know, I couldn't sing. I'd never really tried like that, but I was like, I could rap because I rap these dudes' words easy. I'm learning fast stuff, slow stuff. I'm cadence. Yeah. And I didn't know none of those words at those times or what that, you know what I mean? But I just felt it. I knew I had something.
But isn't that dope about hip hop, yo? Like, yo, you learn like vocab, you learn knowledge, you learn street shit.
Hip hop raised me, B. You know what I mean? And yeah. I had both my parents there. I was fortunate enough to have the greatest father in the world and the greatest mother in the world. And of course, nobody's perfect, and we all go through certain struggles in life. And music was always there for me. It was my friend, you know.
It's therapy, man.
Yeah.
What
equipment did you use, like? To
when I first started?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Literally, I had, you know, one of them old school boom, like, not a boom box, but the two thick tape decks, maybe a CD player, and then the speakers, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. The joints that came apart.
Yeah. You could put the speaker over here, put that speaker over here. I had that, you know, and I had the play, and I had the record button. And I got a tape. I played the end of, I forgot the exact name of, I still look it up to this day and I still forget the name. It was off AZ, Do or Die.
Mm.
Do or Die.
Yeah.
And it was like a fast beat, but it was so dope and melodic. And I literally recorded on that, and then I played it for my father, and he was like, "You're lying, that's not you." That's not, no way.
Like, making little mixes and shit.
Yeah, like, that was my first piece of recording. And it was like the simplest stuff ever. And I played it for him. He played it for his wife. And they're both like, "No, that's you?"
That's ill, man. Yo, it's funny because now that you say that, I would record songs, man. This was shit. I was in middle school too, man. Uh-huh. I'm 37 now.
Yeah, man. I'm right behind you, man. Yeah. I'm 36.
So, you know, it would be High 97 because we get High 97. I was in Norwalk. I lived in Norwalk, so we get High 97 that way. It wasn't a High 93.7, it just didn't reach. So, you know what I'm saying? I would record the songs, stop it. I'd record them scratching real quick and go into a new song. I would make little mixtapes like that. So I would record, let's say, a part of a Nas joint.
Uh-huh.
They would scratch a little bit. I'd just get the scratch, and then the next song that I liked, I would put that on.
I was in that flavor. It was awesome. I'd get a piece of commercial in that bitch. I might have fell asleep. Yeah, yeah. But I'd be on for like Future Flavors.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
man.
Shit like that.
Babito's
Garcia,
man.
Yep.
Man, crazy. Yeah, Stretch Armstrong Show. Oh, yeah, man. Forget about it. I still got a 120-minute tape that is so classic.
Dope, man.
So classic. Got Joel Ortiz up there before he was going by Joel Ortiz. He was going by Quick. Mm. You know, like Black Rob in his prime, and Locks up there, like, all thorough. Dope, and then a lot of shit that you would never even think of, or like, who the hell is that? Like, I don't even know his name. Yeah, it's just crazy.
Just other cats.
Yeah.
Dope, man. So, yo, now that we're talking about that, basically the golden era, how do you feel, man, being an MC that came up, you know, in that era and looked up to cats like that? How do you feel with a lot of the shit that's out today, man?
A little disappointed, but we had whack shit back then too.
Yeah.
You know? and it was whack to me, but it maybe not whack to you, or maybe whack to us, and maybe not whack to him. It's all perspective, you know what I mean? And I'm not gonna knock anybody. You know, of course I'll get my times and I'll talk shit, especially lyrically. That's what it's about. I'm a shit on the shit that I don't fuck with, and brag about the shit that I do fuck. You know what I mean? Like, that's just that hardcore MC mentality. But at the end of the day, do what you do, and I could chill and fucking vibe out to any one of them joints, but it's not feeding me like it used to feed me.
Yeah. That's what's missing to me, man.
I'm not looking for it anymore like I used to look for it. I'm not a fan like I used to be.
Exactly.
I don't gotta be a fan of hip hop. Like, I am hip hop.
Exactly.
Like, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Hip hop is within me. So, you know, whatever's playing on the radio, that's what's playing on the radio, and that's what it's gonna be. But you're always gonna have your spitters, you always, you know, and history repeats itself. And me and my man's been talking, and they're like, yo, that thing, those bars is coming back.
It is.
That lyricism, that subject matter, that clarity is coming back. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I've been doing that. So hopefully I'm at the forefront of that.
Absolutely, man. And you know what? You said something that's so true. You said that, you know, those whack cats back then. It's true, man.
Yeah.
It's just now it's just so oversaturated. Yeah, exactly. You could just grab your phone and say, I'm an MC.
Mm-hmm.
You
know what I'm saying? It's more whack cats now than...
Yeah. And even the whack cats back then, it's like they'll make... These whack cats now look like, you know what I'm saying? It's crazy. That's how crazy the game is, man.
Yeah, you know, but you know. What do you like? What do you, you know, when it comes to hip hop? Like, your taste?
Well, sometimes when I'm chilling with him, when I'm by myself, I like to get hyped and get my mood up and stuff.
So you want that?
Like, who do you listen to?
Yeah.
Sometimes Logic.
Okay, J. Cole. All right, so you like that real stuff.
Sometimes... Kendrick.
Nice. Okay. Yeah, so like we got all those people, and those people, you know, they're hip hop in its purest form in their own way. You know what I mean? Like I may not like Logic like I would. You know what I mean? I'm not like a big Logic fan, but I appreciate what he does, and I could listen to what he does and you know, be like, yo, that's dope. You know, but I'm not really gonna go out and buy it.
Yeah.
That's the only thing. Like Kendrick too. Like for me, he's a little overrated, but I like what he does. I like what he stands for. You know what I mean? And of course he spits, but I don't understand what he's saying sometimes.
Yeah, you know what it is? A lot of these cats, like, they get over artsy with shit. And,
yeah,
you know,
and like, that's what it
cool.
is. Like,
that's cool, but like, yo, just spit. Like, some cats just want to hear you spit.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
Like, you know, all that.
I still like the Jada Kisses. Nino Man right now is dope. Like, you know, stuff that I could understand and they really talking about something.
Yeah. And that's the big difference is, you know, obviously the lyrics these days are the bar got lowered. I mean, this is if we're talking like commercial, man. There's a lot of MCs that are dope that are just underground.
Oh, yeah.
And it's been like that for years. But, you know, unfortunately, you know how the machine works, man. They just going to feed that bullshit.
And that's the thing. That's the problem, the machine, because then it's like a nigga like me or even like a nigga like Marv.
Yeah.
Like the actual talent that we do have should be like, I know somebody of some status has to had heard one of us.
Yeah.
Like, that should be embraced. That should be like, yo, let me go for that. But it's not. It's the total opposite.
Yeah,
like, I thought it would be easy because I'm so nice. And you know what I mean? And that's not me just fucking...
Yeah, nah.
Like...
And it should have been like that, bro. Yeah. It feels back then, I know for sure. You know what I mean? But it's
back
just...
Back then, I just wasn't focused. Like, you know what I'm saying?
But... And when I say back then, I mean like, you know, the industry and shit like that, man. But now, since everybody's chasing that dollar.
It's a tight ship, man. And then everybody's looking for the same bounce and the same sound. Yeah. And, you know, like.
And those trap beats annoy me, bro. That boom, boom. All that shit. It's the same shit, man. Like, I just, I can't fuck with it, bro. You know, I'm.
I like some of this shit.
To each their own. Like, you know, I like he said, like the people he mentioned, J. Cole's and Joey Badasses and, you know, people like that, man.
Yeah. But they still do their thing.
Like the 6ix9ines and the little peeps and the little...
I don't know about I don't know about none of that.
Yeah, so... You know? And, you know, me and my other co-host, X, we was talking about that. Like, yeah, the shit that's on the radio and on TV and commercialized, like, our people that fuck with real hip-hop don't fuck with that. You know, they still got their ear to the street for the dope shit.
Exactly.
So it's dope that that's still there. But, you know, it's just unfortunate, man.
I don't know if you like Ransom, you know, Ransom's dope. Ransom's like, there's a lot of dope dudes that don't get the recognition they should, mm-hmm. and it's discouraging sometimes for a dude like me too.
No, absolutely, man. Yo, there's so many, bro. But I mean, yo, you know what? As long as cats like you keep doing what you're doing, man, there's cats like me, my son, and other cats that still got their ear to the street that like that shit, man.
I know, and it's a blessing that I could still touch people, you know. And I've been doing this thing for a while, and I still make an effort to do things like this because it's like you appreciate what I'm doing and you're reaching out, and you know, I appreciate that because it's like it's hard to find people that really listen to your music, and it's almost kind of corny to be a fan sometimes for some people. It's silly to me, you know what I mean? But at the end of the day, I do it because I love to do it, and I'm going to continue to do it. And if things fall into place, that'll be great. I don't got to be the man. I don't got to be a superstar. I don't really care about none of that. Yeah. I want to be able to feed my family and live well, mm-hmm. doing what I love to do. You know what I mean? So if I could write for somebody, I'll do anything. Yeah. But, you know, I'm open to things. But at the end of the day, I'm going to always do what I do. I'll be 50, 60, 70, 90 years old coming up with some hot fuego flames.
Yeah, nah, you got the talent for that, you know what I mean? You got the talent, whether you're going to be a writer, like you said, or you're just going to do it on your own.
Exactly.
Man.
I'm thinking of children's books. I'm thinking of, you know, little rhyme books for children and stuff like that. Like, I'm growing, man. And my baby girl's growing. So it's like, I'm going to continue to do what I do, and I'm going to share my music with her, and maybe she want to be a rapper. Maybe she want to be a singer. Maybe she want to be the president. I don't know. But whatever she want to do, I'm going to be here for her, and I'm going to empower that. But I'm going to still show her what I love to do and what I'm chasing. And you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, show her that, like, yo, you got to, I say it in the song, the joint we're going to play. You're going to see. Yeah. You know what I mean?
That's what's up, man. But yeah, like you mentioned this, you know, I reached out to you, man, because I'm trying to make this a platform for that. Like, I love hip-hop, you know what I'm saying? So you're only gonna have like real hip-hop cats up here, you know what I'm saying? And then, you know, we get into politics and current events and shit like that too.
Yeah, of course.
We mix it all up, so it's just a platform for the people, you know what I'm saying? Kind of like, you know, the for our people, you know what I'm saying? Like the name of the EP, man.
Hell yeah. Yes.
But why don't we get into something, man?
Wait, hold on.
Let's do it.
I got one question. All right, if you had one song and one of your favorite artists to be on, like to be on their song, who would it be?
So if I had to pick somebody to be on a song with,
yeah,
alive, of course, right? Mm-hmm. I'd probably go with a Hove or Nas. You know, I maybe more a Hove just because it'd be the platform that he's on and the business mind that he has could potentially lead to something bigger. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Not to say Nas is not, you know, Nas is Nas, but, you know, that would be my reason. Think smart. You know
question.
What I'm
yeah, absolutely, man. Well, let's get into this joint, man. So what's the name of the joint you want to get into, bro?
The first joint is I Love You. It's produced by my man, Steed Shannon. I hope I didn't chop that up. But he's a producer from here in Connecticut. He's bananas with it, and he was part of the original For Our People, the Firstborn joint, that the collaborative effort they put out.
Okay, cool. Yeah. Well, all right. So it's called, what is it called again? One more time.
I Love You.
All right. So
and
the joint's
dedicated
called
to my daughter. You know what I mean?
Dope. And this is coming off of the new LP For Our People. Let's get into that real quick.
It's not mastered yet, so you know what I'm saying? I'll give you a sneak peek.
It is God's amazing grace waking up to your face. Day to day was like a race, stayed running in place. I almost thought a purpose was worthless until you surfaced. Got me feeling nervous. I probably don't deserve this. You say what the word is and Poppy is at the service. Maybe you can make it better. I'm sorry for how this earth is. Far from perfect, but live it, cause life is worth it. Be brave with any wave, you never know, you might get surfing. You won't be the type to twerk it, you gon' be the type to work it. You gon' know knowledge is power, every thought ignite a circuit. I'll show you how fakes pretend to be, so you don't waste your energy. More than just your father, you will always have a friend in me. Yeah, and I hope you never question that. You deserve the best, in fact, never settle for less than that. Got a dream, invest in that, practice that, go after that. Be smart, follow your heart, me and mommy, I have your back. Matter of fact, your dad is scrap, my gat a clap like battle rap.
to protect your crown, hold you down like a saddle strap. Baby girl, you royalty, grateful how God spoiled me. Teach you about faith, about honor, about loyalty. The greatest gift, your presence is such a joy to me. I made a wish and your essence just filled a void in me.
Okay.
I could never live without you. Boston George hallucinating. I could never bid without you. you gotta see the movie to really appreciate that bar right there.
Yeah, that was dope, man. Let's talk about that. Like what, how this come about, man?
Like I said, I listened to, you know, I paid my $50 for the donation to First. He sent me the joint and I just listened to it. And one of the first things he said, he always want me to make a project out of something. And he was like, yo, you should do an EP, quick EP. I was like, yeah, a quick EP, all right. And then, you know, I started listening to it. And then I was like, yo, matter of fact, I like this one, I like this one, I like this. I liked it all. Most of the joints up there were fire. I liked them all. But these are the joints that stood out to me and they talked to me before anything, you know what I mean?
Gotcha. But can you break down a little bit of the track?
The I Love You joint is mm-hmm. just, you know, just me talking to my daughter when she could actually grow up and understand and look back and say, wow, damn, my father been talking this shit since forever. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Nope.
And she loves music to begin with. Like, she hears herself at the beginning of the track.
Yeah.
And then at the end of the track, she gets super excited. She's repeating herself. And it's just dope to see and hear. And I'm like, babe, you like this? Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. And I'm like, great. And then the other joint, I got a little trap joint that comes on after that. She loved that. I'm like, wow, that's crazy. And it's like, you know, not a trap joint like that, but it's like a trap style beat. And I do my like rhyming kind of, but I'm speaking that shit. It's like I'm speaking about her and that shit too. Like, you know what I mean? She's my world, so she's gonna be a real relevant in a lot of my rhymes. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. Yeah. That's dope, man. And you know what? Like, you're basically, you're giving her something that's timeless, that'll be here forever.
Exactly.
Longer
have
than
her in the video.
You longer than everybody, longer than her. So, you know, growing up, just having that, man, that's
you know,
timeless.
Maybe it would inspire her to do whatever, absolutely, you know, anything. Yeah. Definitely, she's already a character, so I'm gonna have my hands full.
And I know she's a baby now, and I'm speaking future, of course, obviously, but, you know, later down the line, maybe, you know, she'll show it to her kids and so on.
Yeah, you never know. I'm trying to inspire, man, at the end of the day, you know what I mean? So that when you hear my shit, I'm not talking a lot of bullshit or a lot of, you know, dirty street shit like I might have before in the past, but I could, you know, always bring that out when I need to for the right tracks and whatnot, because it's still a part of life and it's still something that needs to be spoken about and not glorified, but kind of warned against, or, you know, what have you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, let's get into the next joint, man. Number two, Life I Live. Is it called?
Yeah, Life I Live. This joint is produced by the one and only First Biz On.
Okay, cool.
Let's, you know, get saying, in. Shout to him.
Let's get into that, and then
Actually, Firstborn and Dawn Beats, they came together, and now they're the First Dawns.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? So this is a First Dawn beat.
All right, bet.
Yeah.
Dawn Beats.
Eat good, sleep good, work hard, still driven. Older but better, thank God, still living. Could've gave up, played schmuck and stayed stuck. Now when they see me, it's nigga, you came up. See you on the gram, you be doing your thing. You come a long way from your view in the bank. And how you got a store in the city that deserted you? Glad you switched it up, cause that life could've murdered you. Waste of talent, Kennedy in a convertible. I heard of you, you was moving more than a bird or two. Before the trapping, cutting niggas and rapping. Then the prison, what was you thinking would happen? Hard to see through the rage and the drugs. Trapped in your hate, locked away from your loves. Tripped and fell, but you move like you ain't lose a step. Lead by example, and I'm loving how you choose to rep.
Looking for somebody for the hook. Okay. Trying to get somebody singing up there and make that shit the 2019 juicy.
This joint is serious though.
Yeah, this bangs, man.
It ain't always all good. Try to make the most of it, ain't reached my goal yet. Think I'm getting
close to it. Never know, whatever though, still bet I blow. Even if it don't happen and I let it go. Better know that I gave it my best. All the hurt in my heart, every ache in my chest. Demonstrated finesse through the pain and the stress. They've been saying I'm next, either way I'm blessed. Believe it, I want it but I don't need it. Cheat it, knots in my stomach feeling defeated. Heat it, knowing I eat it, shit it and bleed it. Breathe it, what happened to ass, you shall receive it. Thinking like big, questioning faith. After pictures with Pac, fuck forgets in a safe. What's the checks in a rafe without love and respect? I'd rather my fam and friends than a plug and connect. Damn right.
That's that truth, man.
Yeah.
That's that. Yeah. You know, I think that's what I do best.
Yo, I enjoy this time.
Thank you, man.
Yeah.
Got me in zone.
Yo, appreciate it. That's what's up.
That production, that beat is sick.
Fire, right? Because it got that boom back, but it's still up to date. It's
It's got like that. You know what it gave me? It gave me a summertime nostalgia feel, too. Know what I'm saying? Like,
we were supposed to put it out this summer and whatnot, but, you know, shit happens.
Nice. Yo.
That's unreleased. Good, you're hearing all unreleased stuff. You know what I mean? I spit it on my Instagram for people and whatnot, for my followers and my real fans that really, you know, they look out for that. So I try to feed as much as I could.
So let's talk about that joint, man. Let's talk about it real quick. I heard, you know, it's dope. I heard that you mentioned the store part, man.
Life I Live. Basically, it was like the first verse, for example, is I'm kind of speaking to myself like I'm a fan, you know, that just seen me or something. And I'm like, yo, because, and the reason I did that is because sometimes it's hard for me to see the progress that I have made. All I see is the progress that I didn't, or that I need to, or that I want to, or that I should have made. And, you know, I get stuck in a rut.
Yeah.
You know? Hey, you know,
not to cut you off real quick, man, but... we talk about that on the show a lot, man. A lot of times we're so tough on each other that we don't really look at our accolades and, you know, our progress and what we did reach and what we did touch. And, you know what I'm saying?
So, yeah, it's true.
Artists are like that a lot, too.
I always want more, man. I'm not content, you know. And like I love the life I live. This is the true facts. But I'm still not content, like, because I deserve more. And I know I could get more. I know if I work harder, I could do more, you know. But it's not just me either. It's me trying to inspire other people as well. And that's hard.
Yeah.
That's real hard.
It is, man. But you know what, man? It is hard, but sometimes, man, you don't even have to try, man. Just by doing what you're doing. Bro, by you having a store, you know what I'm saying, coming from where you came from, your struggles, and still doing the music and all that. Trust me, man. Not everybody always pats you on the back, bro. But there's people that are like, "Yo,
yeah,
that's
I know. I definitely do."
You know what
do.
I'm saying? So you're definitely inspiring. Trust
so
me.
So those are like the things I had to kind of point out. You know what I mean? Like, and how you got a store in a city that deserted you? You know what I mean? Like, the city really didn't desert me, but it felt like that. You know, I was thrown out of society for a number of years, and you know, it's like I'm missing home, and what's going on here, and da da da, and you know what I mean? So it's like.
I honestly
I think I got a piece of that from my man Boom, because he'd be like, yo, they owe me. I remember he used to say that, and I was like, that's for real, niggas owe us, like, all this time. But honestly, in all reality, nobody owe us shit. You know, we gotta work for it, we gotta go get it, we gotta do it. Nobody gonna give us nothing. There's no handouts.
Absolutely, man. But I felt that, man, when you said that. I was like, ooh, that was,
yeah. Yeah, good looking, man.
Yo, that track, man, for real.
Appreciate it, man. Trying to get a video. I'm trying to do it right. I wanted to get, like, a chick on the hook singing. Something real dope, real melodic, nothing too crazy. But I think it would bring it to the next level. And, you know, first is real diligent on that, too. Because me, shit, I'll be like, you heard that? And I'll put that out right now.
Dope, man. And when did you say the album's dropping again?
I don't even have a date.
No
man.
Date yet.
Okay, I don't even want to make a date because I'm busy, bro.
Yeah,
I'm busy. Well, I
mix
and master my own music. Yeah. I got everything mixed right now, but I still need to master it, which is a quicker process in retrospect. But it's still a lot of work, and I'm chasing around the baby, or the baby's chasing me around in the store. Yeah. And now I got a worker now, I got an employee now, so it's lifting a little weight off my shoulders. But now I need to figure out how to actually manage that and to yeah. that make it like the best for me to do other things and focus.
Absolutely. Well, you know what? Then it's got something for the people who are interweblians, your peoples, you know, to look forward to, man.
Hell yeah. Dope, but for now, you could definitely go to www.manuel.com.
Yeah.
A lot of hot fire. man, I tripped my own self up. Hot fire fuego. Hot fuego flames. That's it. Got it.
Yo, so I wanna get into, you know, the couple other joints, but real quick, man. You know, before I forget, man, you had worked recently on a project with Chris Rivers.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, Chris mm-hmm. is actually, and you didn't mention it, I'm surprised, but that's one of his favorite MCs as well. Mm-hmm. So wanted to talk about that real quick, man. You know,
yeah, be great.
Yeah, how'd that work out, man? How'd you get that?
Well, pretty cool story. Me and O, we started Sessions, and it got shot to BET, and BET took it for a season, digitally online. They loved it. It was highly ranked. Da da da. This, that, and the third. But we didn't get paid for it. We did that like a test run, and then they hit us with the can we get another test run? And I was like, nah. So we shut that down. Yeah. But Sessions was are you familiar with Behind the Unsigned at all?
Nah, I don't think I've.
Well, you should definitely check my episode out. Yeah, it's my original joint.
Nah, definitely will.
Yeah, Behind the Unsigned. It's on the front page of manuel.com and all that.
Okay.
But that got to Fuse TV, and that was pretty big. Like, not TV, but digitally as well, online. Mm. And that had two seasons.
Mm,
And, you know, like, that was like a real show that they had, and, you know, they were paying for it.
Dope.
So we were trying to get in that same spot. So what had happened, we got a couple people like Emilio Rojas, a couple other dope independent underground-ish people that were making a name for themselves and had a pretty good buzz. Okay. And I was going to be one of those people. And I gave my spot up for Chris just because I just thought it would be, because I was producer of the show as well. So okay. I thought it would be better for the show because, of course, he has a bigger fan base than I have. So, you know, I stepped back because I'm thinking like a businessman. I'm thinking like a producer rather than just an artist. And I figured that we'll get another chance. We'll get another season. I was pretty confident about that. But, you know, there's a lot of slime balls in the world. And smoke and mirrors. They try to get over on you. And you got to kind of stand your ground and say, nah, I'm worth more.
Absolutely, man. Absolutely. That's dope, man. Chris is a good brother, man, actually.
Yeah, he's real cool. He's humble people.
Yeah, you know.
We met him.
Yeah, we met him. Well, we met him at the 35th Rocksteady anniversary in, over there in Central Park what you call it, throws every year. My mind just went blank. My man from Rocksteady, Crazy Legs.
Shout out to Crazy Legs, my bad.
My eye just went blank. But yeah. But then,
it's bad when it happens during a rhyme.
Bro. Oh, man. I can only imagine, bro. And then we kind of built after that. Like, I sent him gear. You know, I got the clothing, self-mathematics. Dope. So I sent him the gear and shit.
You got some dope shit, too, man.
Appreciate it, man. But yeah, you know, he'll rock it and he'll put it on. So, like, Chris is a good brother.
Why don't
man.
You have do one on right now? You're supposed to be.
I know,
every
man.
Every day, all day.
Wife, you got to do laundry, bro.
I'm saying, my man over there. He
got
one.
He got the joint.
He'll
point
with it.
Yeah.
Yeah, but, no, but the Be Great record would have, that shit was fire.
Yeah.
And it was on BET.
That was
it
dope.
Made TV, like, you know, we put some work in for that too. But it made it there. And then I kind of reached out to the manager and I was like, yo, if, you know, see if you could share it and blah, blah, blah. And it was kind of like maybe another fee or something. And it was a little weird to me, like, because he seems like such a cool kid. And he gave me his number. Like, I ain't asked for his number. He gave me his number.
Yeah.
And when I tried to hit him up about the record and see if he could push it, and I never heard nothing back, and it kind of turned me off a little bit. But you know, shit, whatever. It's like no big deal. But you know, that's how, like, it's a perfect example of how just the industry is,
and it's not,
I'm not saying because he being a fake dude, but he probably busy, got a lot of shit going on. And it's like, it's a lot of ways to look at it.
Absolutely.
But either way, it had the potential to really do something.
No, it did. Yo, that's
a little
dope.
Old. It, you know, it still has potential.
Nah, that's a dope track, though, man. That's a dope
Bring
track.
That shit overseas or something.
Yeah. Now, I was happy to see that, man. Like, you know, y'all both sounded great on that track, man.
Peace to my boy, Legend. He was on the beat. He killed that. Okay. And then you seen the video and shit?
Yeah, yeah, I seen the video.
Yeah, so my man Otto, Offset Films, and Stevie Glass.
Where y'all filmed that? Out here in New York? Or?
That was actually at D-Block Studio in the back.
Okay.
Yeah, because, you know, he D-Block affiliated.
Yeah, yeah, he rocked.
So I tried to make it easy for him, and we just went to the back, kind of thugged it out with the cars, had random people come through and just stand in the back, and, you know, we just chilled and it was a good time.
Dope, man. Dope. All right, cool, man. Yeah, I just wanted to talk about that, man, because I did enjoy that album.
Good luck,
man. That track, man.
Good luck, man.
So let's get back into For Our People, man, the EP.
Yeah, man.
The next joint, man. What's it called, man? And
this joint is called, I'm still in between the original. What I did with the beats, I seen the names they already had, and I kind of stuck with that vibe because I like to know what the producer was thinking or feeling at the time, and it kind of sometimes leads me. So the joint is originally called Island with Tears, and I'm an asshole because I don't remember exactly who produced it, but I will shout you out heavy duty when we promoting this.
Definitely.
You know what I mean? And the shit bangs, it's bananas, and I just did it like a little, I just put a verse on it and with a hook. And it's about Hurricane Maria, you know what I mean? It's it's about the tragedies out there and how it affected the island and things like that. It's a small story, like.
Well, yeah, let's play it and then we'll get into what it's about.
Yeah,
we'll
talk about it a little bit. Yeah, that's cool.
Dope. So Maria, let's get this going here.
She's been crying all night. Maria crying all night, drowning my island with tears. But I won't give up my life that we challenging fears. Maria crying all night, drowning my island with tears. But I won't give up my life that we challenging fears. She's been crying all night, but then that hurricane hit. Can't imagine the disaster and fury it came with. It literally left us with a broken home. Me and my little sister living off hope alone. With mommy and Bobby, they're nowhere to be found. Lost each other in the flood, we hoping they didn't drown. We just stick around instead of roaming the streets. Praying they show up out the blue with some clothes and some eats. They know I'm there, and we dying of thirst. My little sister hurting, I ain't a nurse. What am I gonna do? What if it only gets worse? What if this happened to you? This is only a verse. Listening to my strife from the comfort of your life. Imagine months without water and the comfort of your lights. Mother Nature's one thing, what could you do with the weather? Fuck paper towels from Trump, we'll get through it together. Maria crying all night, drowning my island with tears. But I won't give up my life, Valante, we challenging fears. Maria crying all night, drowning my island with tears. But I won't give up my life.
All right, let's talk about that, man. You were talking some real deep shit there, man.
So, you know, like I said, I was going off of what the beat was named, and it was called Island with Tears. And, you know, that said it all to me. And then I just thought about the rain and crying and hardships and, you know, like a story that I could say, you know, without being there. And without living through that, kind of putting myself in those shoes.
Okay. Well, let's talk about that real quick, man. Real briefly.
Yeah,
man.
Yeah. Like, of course.
So I'm sure you heard about it, man. They said it was 64 people that died at first, or something like that.
Yeah.
Just recently, Harvard did a study, and it came out to be 4,464 or something.
That's crazy.
Like that.
And they just downplayed the shit out of
it. Yeah. And you know, I just read somewhere too, and I gotta look into this. So you know, to you and to our interweblians and people listening, research yourself. I could be wrong, but I'm gonna put it out there. I saw something that they said 12,000 people, you know what I'm saying? So I don't want to talk about too much of that, but we will talk about the 4,000. Like, how crazy is that though? They basically, you know, they forgot to mention the other 4,200 people. Like,
that's great. Yeah, like, it's like they downplayed it. Like, yeah, you know what I mean? Yeah. They want to act like it wasn't a travesty, like other, you know. And it,
absolutely.
Other, of course, there's been worse hurricanes. This world, you know, it's crazy. But yeah, you can't take one place one tragedy away from another because it wasn't as bad as that tragedy. Yep. You know, that's bullshit.
It makes you question, like, their, you know, the real agenda, though, with shit like that. You know what I'm saying? Like,
Puerto Rico's been a mess for a long time, man. And I think it's lacking in leadership, man. And I'm not a politician or anything like that, but I would love to use my abilities and my talents to do whatever I could to help and to enhance and to lead and to teach. And you know what I mean? I would love that opportunity. And that's what I did with the EP. I did, you know, that's like, I didn't want to dwell on the whole tragedy per se, but I did want to touch on it. That's why I only did a verse. There's not even a second verse to that. I was thinking of having somebody else on it, but it doesn't look like I'm going to have any features right now. What I wanted to do, I wanted to touch on different aspects of our art, you know what I mean? Which was, you know, something deep for my daughter. And then it goes into something, you know, more trappy and of the times, but it's still talking about, you know, real life situations. Mm-hmm. Then into something hard, and I'll chew your face off. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
And then what I got after that, something for the ladies, the Spanish Rose, the something firstborn produced, and something smooth talking about, you know, a beautiful woman and things like that. And then the story joint, you know, I think it's very short, but it's a well-rounded EP.
Okay. Well, yo, I think that's dope that you're even mentioning that, man, and talking about such a topic, you know what I mean? Because you don't hear about stuff like that all the time.
Nah, man, and I like to do that. I'll do research on shit because I don't want to be ignorant or stupid about shit. Like I did with, I don't know if you're familiar with my song 7 Hours, and that was talking about the Mike Brown and the Eric Gardner case.
Wait, well, you I think so. You released this a while ago, right?
Yeah, it was a while ago. It was on Bandana Manny. Bandana Manny.
Yeah. I remember that.
And you know, and then, like, I really watched videos and read articles and, you know, because I wanted to rap like I was that person. I wanted to be in those shoes.
Okay.
I like to do shit like that.
That's dope,
you know? I like to challenge myself.
It's needed,
in regards to that,
It's needed. It's needed, you know, to not challenge self, but, you know, just everybody.
That's what it's about. You know, it's growing and sharing your growth with people, you know? And that's basically what I do.
Dope, man. All right, man. Well, let's get going, man.
Let's do it.
This next joint, man. The foundation.
So what you want me to just spit something? I'm gonna do this thing. I wrote it for. It's like an Insta Ills joint. Nice, short, sweet for my daughter, of course. Father's Day. It's only right. You know what I mean? It's to that the foundation beat. I don't know if a lot of people is familiar with my man Exhibit from back in the day. 40 days, 40 nights, at the speed of life. I was talking to self about that before we got on.
Absolutely.
And, you know, I was a big fan. And I wanted to do something for my daughter for the show because it is Father's Day. And I was thinking between that and the Nas Daughters.
Okay.
That would have been smooth, too. I could still do that in the future. That's the ill thing about Insta Ills. It's a minute. I go in on whatever beat I like, and it's, you know, I'm a fan, and I have fun doing that, and it's also like a lyrical exercise, you know.
Okay.
And I don't limit myself to, you know, I spit on the Maya Jay-Z joint, The Best of Me, you know what I mean? I spit on the Little Kim Lighters Up, you know, different shit that people probably wouldn't expect to hear me on.
But that shows the versatility. That's dope. That's how it used to be, man. It don't matter what they throw at you, you rock out to it.
Exactly.
Well, man. I had to ask you to spit something, man. And you know, this session of the show is called the Art of War Freestyle. Uh-huh. This is the second time we do it, so I gotta hit you with the little intro to let people know to get ready. You know what I mean? And then we'll get into that track.
Oh, shit. Mic check.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Art of War Freestyle with Manuel.
Grown man bars.
Yeah, man. So, all right. This is the second time we do this. You know what I'm saying? You're the second MC we have on here.
Peace to Marv. He killed it.
Yes, sir. So, yeah, man.
I'm going light tonight, man. I'm taking it easy. I didn't want to kill nobody tonight. You know what I'm saying? I'm talking about my daughter and all that good stuff.
Cool. Nah, that's dope, man. It's art, man.
Yes, sir.
Right, let's get it going.
And I just finished writing this joint, so hopefully we get to do this. Melody, I love you, baby. I know you ain't hearing me or can't even understand right now, but
Not yet.
You my everything. Baby girl, you're my world, you're my reason for living. You're the gas in my tank, keeping me driven. It's complicated. Even good people be sinning. Have faith in God, even though it seemed that evil be winning. I was sleeping with women, swimming deep in the venom, plotting on another come up with the heat in my denim. $30 in my pocket, fiending to spin them. Murderous thoughts, thinking I could easily end them. But wait, I don't wanna take life, I'd rather give it. Listening to gangster shit, I had to live it. At the speed of life, crazy, I had to pivot. Before Pimp My Ride, baby, I had exhibit. Hip hop ain't the same, but everything changes. Nothing in this world free, money bring dangers. Be wary of strangers, still be approachable. Same with your friends, study whoever close to you. Do what you supposed to do, we'll always think the most of you. Me and mommy got you, baby, anything you hope to do. It's possible. Since that day in the hospital, your presence been a blessing and it's logical. We getting through any obstacle in our optical. Be ready for them, there's plenty to come. Henny and rum had me acting petty and dumb. I've been fucking shit up since incredibly young. But you, I gotta get right. The light of my life, the pride of my wife, my guiding star shining so bright. God.
Oh man, that's dope. That's it right there.
I had that. The end was like, I can say it in the car. I'm gonna fuck this shit up. I was like, I'm so grateful. I know you got her back, God bless her. Me and you will, backyard Mecca. You know what I'm saying?
Dope,
I'm saying
man.
It's new bars and shit. Yeah. We having fun, man.
Nah, yo, that's dope, man. You went in, man.
Thank you, man. Thank you. The words mean more than anything, you know what I mean? Because that's like from the heart, and you know, like it's real life shit that even he could take and get something from, you know what
Absolutely.
I mean? Like an adult could actually listen to it and be like, yo, you know what? That makes sense.
Yeah.
You know? So that's what I try to do, man.
Yo, I appreciate you, man.
Thank you.
Yo, and like I said earlier, man, you're one of my favorite MCs out of Connecticut, man. Like
appreciate that, brother.
You've been putting in work for a long time.
Appreciate
that, man. I love how you bark on the mic, man. Like
yeah.
I've heard you on many beats, brother.
Yeah,
so,
yeah, hell yeah. You know, I try to keep it different, but kind of stick with the same guidelines.
Absolutely,
you know what
man.
I'm saying?
Nah, man. Yo, I enjoy the talent, bro. That's why I wanted to have you on here. I'm like, yo, I gotta get me and you up here. You know what I mean? I'm
man,
glad you made it happen.
You'll hear a lot more from me. You know, no last words. Really, it's just you know, this hip hop thing of ours is special and. When we come across special talent, it should be recognized and celebrated, I think. And I think we would be in a better place.
Absolutely.
And that's musically, but when it comes to life, you know, treat people the way you would like to be treated. And that's the oldest fucking rule in the book.
Absolutely.
You know, and things would also be in a better place, you know. And that's it, man. I'm going to just keep doing what I do, living my life, raising my child, and just striving for success, man, and expressing myself in the meantime.
Dope, man. Well, yo, we wish you the best, man, and I look forward to the future, man, because like I said, I'm a fan. You got a fan right here, man.
Yeah. Appreciate it,
and,
man.
Yo, real quick, just let the people know one more time. Punch in your social media so people can find you.
Yeah, man, you will, man. Manuil. You know what I'm saying? Check me out. Hit me up. Questions, compliments, talk shit, whatever. You know what I mean? I'm there.
Ladies and gentlemen, y'all heard him. Manuil, check the brother out. He's nice, I'm telling y'all, man.
Appreciate it.
Y'all just heard it right now. Well, Interweblians, it's been another great show, man. Episode 14. We'll be out on Wednesday. Don't forget Spotify, iTunes, SoundCloud, Google Play. Sunday, you will get the actual video of the show. But thank you once again. Don't forget, talk shit to us.
Mm-hmm.
Send us some insight, you know what I'm saying? Some comments,
yeah,
something,
man.
Like
at the end of the day, people like us that are doing things like this to entertain, you know, it's really appreciated when there is interaction.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Because me rhyming, him hosting, anything, this shit could be discouraging, man. And it needs to be encouraged, man. And it's hard to find that sometimes,
absolutely,
you know?
Absolutely, man.
So whatever you could do, whatever you could say, if you feeling it, just let it be known.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, just, you know, email us, man. BackyardMeccaShow@gmail.com. Y'all can find us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, Backyard Mecca. Once again, ladies and gentlemen, thank you. We'll see you all next week.
Peace.
indirectly.